Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph the Worker to underline the importance of work in our life and our growth in holiness. And work is important. It's a substantial part of our life. And work is what makes us happy. Those who don't work, they're, you know, those men who are unemployed or those who are lazy and don't want to work, they're not happy. They get into trouble. They are depressed. And because work is part of our nature and we have to work, to be happy. And that is God's will. But work is also, work is not for the sake of work. It's for our sake, for our health, for our sanity, for our body, mind, and spirit. Work is good for us, and it's good for our dignity. It makes us truly, healthy from the depths of our being. And we need work, of course, to support our family. We need it's a necessity to accomplish things. But it also puts a, as the church says, we put a stamp of our personality in the work that we do, and we get that healthy sense of pride from our work, our accomplishment, and it becomes part of our heritage, part of our life, part of our character, and so it's so important. But work is also a prayer. It's a redemptive thing. We can offer up our work for the benefit of souls, for the benefit of others. And, you know, we can, in our fatigue and our stress and our work, we can offer it up for our loved ones and really see changes happen. See changes happen in others, because it is a prayer. And it's a powerful form of prayer too, because it does involve some kind of pain and suffering at times. And that is adds strength to our prayers. And we look at St. Joseph as the ideal of work. We can see him working quietly, working hard, working for the love of his family, for the love of Jesus and Mary, for the love of souls. And we can see him working throughout his, praying during his work, and how beneficial he is. He was to himself and to the family, and the example that he set, working in silence and hard work and with charity, doing work for the good of others, for those who he was working for, not for the sake of work, not for the sake of routine, but the sake of love for everyone. The church wants us to emphasize this, and thinking in terms of the political things that happened in the last century, where states were putting work before people, that people were for the sake of work, and that they were, you know, kind of machines and cogs and instruments of the state, and putting the state before men. And the church, of course, is underlining today in this feast that it's the opposite, it's the other way around. Work should be for the sake of families and for men and for our health and for our benefit. And we should always put man first, put the individual first and his welfare, his benefit. Everything should be focused there. As we see today, is becoming more and more the focus on the state and taking the focus off of what it really should be on. For the sake of man, for the sake of God, for the sake of our benefit, for the love of God and for the love of men, that should be inebriated in work. And so let's thank God for work. Let us emphasize it and use it for our benefit, and not fall in the opposite vice of idleness and lack of hard work and lack of quality work and lack of love for God and lack of prayer in our work, but to use work rightly for our sanctification and for the benefit of others.
Christus.